Boss Ladies. I don't know how many of you have actually come across the books and the theories and all of the posts and media about the belief that there are only two base human emotions, and that those are love and fear, and that every single emotion or behavior that we display as humans is rooted in either love or fear. And I don't know whether you believe this, but I very much do, and I've seen this so many times at work and in my personal life. So what I'd like to talk to you about today is the power of love and just how we define love. And I think it's really important that we start confronting our beliefs around love and what love is and what love looks like in the world, and that we start behaving differently. I think one of the biggest issues that we have globally is that we're pretty much taught from a young age that love is somehow either the romantic love or it's some kind of familial love, you know, or you could love your friends, but that it's some kind of emotion and that it's got some kind of, you know, relationship kind of ties to it. And that's not entirely true. I mean, it is true for the most part, but it's not entirely true, because love is really a way of being with the world. Love is everything positive in this life. It is optimism. It is joy. It is not judging others. It is kindness. It is empathy. It is listening. It is selflessness. It is service. It's everything good and true and real in this world. And the more love we can actually put out there, and the more that we can actually act from a place of love instead of from a place of fear, fear that is things like jealousy and insecurity and lack of confidence and being judgmental, being arrogant, being biased, being a hypocrite, being dishonest, any of those things that are fear-based. The more we can actually replace fear-based behavior and belief with love-based behavior and belief, the better place we're going to create globally for ourselves and for the generations who will inherit this world from us. So what I'd like to ask you to do is to do a little bit of a self-examination. Firstly, around what you understand love to be, and challenge yourself about whether you're right about this. Is the notion of romantic love the only type of love that there is? You know, does love mean possessing someone and having a say about their appearance and who they're friends with and what they do with their life? Or is it about letting someone be exactly who they are and loving them for who they are and where they're at without expecting anything from them in return? So I'd like you to examine those thoughts. And then I'd like you to look at everything that you do in your everyday life and look at how much of what you do is fear-based. You know, we don't live in caves anymore, where we have to protect ourselves and our young from, you know, predators. So how much of what you do every single day is fear-based? Are you going through your life acting from a place of fear, from insecurity, from anger, from frustration, from jealousy? Or are you acting from a place of love, which is empathy and kindness and accepting others and respecting others, even if you don't agree with them? I'd like you to go and do a little bit of that homework and then start substituting those fear-based emotions and thoughts and beliefs and behaviors. Start substituting them with love-based behaviors and beliefs and thoughts and actions, because it's really going to actually change your life. Start showing appreciation for yourself, for your colleagues. You know, tell someone when they've done a good job. Say please, say thank you. Show empathy and kindness. You know, make eye contact with homeless people. It's so important to actually let them know that they're not invisible And you don't have to strike up a conversation or become their best friend, but just put a little more love out into the world. You know, do something to serve your community, whether it's volunteering with the elderly or with vulnerable children or with displaced women and children or with animals or environmental cleanup. Just do something to make the world a better place. And give, you know, just give. We've got so much. We've all got more than we could ever possibly need. Old clothes or blankets or, you know, things that we don't even think twice about buying and consuming can make such a big difference to so many other people. So I'd like to ask you to just adjust the lens that you look at life with just a little bit and start acting more from a place of love and from everything that's positive and non-judgmental and that is accepting and not trying to own or amend or, you know, break down. Just act from a place of love and see how that changes your life and how that changes the world. I'll chat to you again.